Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The all-local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Vicki Moore. So many illegal fireworks. They say upwards of 20 tons in South L.A. at a warehouse. And they found it just on sort of a routine inspection. Here's Pete Demetrio.
The fireworks in 15 to 60-pound boxes were stacked floor to ceiling in two 20 by 30-foot rooms in a warehouse on East 61st Street. L.A. City fire inspectors discovered the cache while doing a routine inspection of a clothing company that occupied the space. And LAPD Captain Brian Morrison with the Emergency Services Division said LAPD bomb techs had to use forklifts to load up trucks to transport the fireworks to a safe location. The total poundage was staggering to think about.
Based on that first room being 20,000 and the second room probably being equal to that, we may be looking closer to 40, but I won't know that number until tomorrow.
Possibly 40,000 pounds.
Yes, sir.
The estimated value of the fireworks is up to $750,000. If sold on the street, they could bring in 3 to 5 times that amount. Meanwhile, criminal conspiracy detectives are questioning two men who were found inside the warehouse, and felony charges could be filed against them. In South L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The recent pile-on on those Marines has prompted San Clemente to start closing the beaches a couple hours earlier than before. Also, hire some private security to patrol the areas. 10 p.m. is a new closing time. Goes into effect. They voted on this for last night, but not officially enforced until they get the new signs up saying this is when you got to leave. Mainly a reaction to what happened back on the 26th of May. A bunch of teens jumped these Marines. City Manager Andy Hall says it also addresses an overall increase in nuisance and safety complaints by people who live near the beaches.
Well, since we're on a theme of gloom, let's talk about car theft.
Oh, goody.
Yes. During the pandemic, it was a problem. As I said, we had two cars stolen over the years in the street in front of my house. A lot of people had their cars stolen during the pandemic, but then it started to go down, and now investigators say they probably think the numbers are going to go back up again. Let's find out why from our John Baird.
Well, the concerns over the zero bail policy that was recently reinstated in L.A. County by a judge. In the old days, it was steal a car, go to jail, but under zero bail, a car thief could end up being arrested and then get released pretty quickly. John Rigardi is the managing editor at Crosstown USC. He says when they sifted through LAPD data and discovered that auto theft, they found it was down earlier this year after a spike that really began during the pandemic.
What our study found is that car theft in the first 4 months of the year is down from how high it was last year, down 9.2% in the first 4 months compared with the same period last year.
And while that sounds encouraging, there are concerns that with this zero bail policy, car thieves won't be kept in jail. They'll be cited and released and be in a position to just steal again. So Mike and Vicki, you might want to take some precautions. Don't leave your keys, don't leave your key fob in the car, and if you have a garage, might be a good idea to start parking in it.
All right, John, thanks. The mysteries of the Uber Eats orders that people aren't ordering, those are back. So in March, a bunch of homes in Highland Park, several of them, got all these random deliveries, and there were lattes, and there were Big Macs, sometimes several of them a day, and they're like, this is not what I want. I didn't order any of this. They thought maybe it was a glitch or some kind of credit card scam or something, and then it went on pause. Until now. They say the deliveries are showing up again. In most cases, the names don't match anybody who lives there. Uber says they're aware. They banned some accounts related to recent orders, but the Highland Park people say, why am I getting more hamburgers? Uber is still trying to figure it out.
FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for some info that leads to the ID and arrest of an armed robber. Here's Margaret Carrero.
The person they're looking for robbed an armored truck driver at gunpoint at a bank in El Segundo on the morning of February 21st.
The subject is described as a approximately 40-year-old white male, about 180 pounds, 5'11", thin build.
Laura I. Miller is spokesperson for the FBI in Los Angeles.
At least one witness said that the suspect had kind of unusual moles or skin tags behind his right ear. The suspect is also seen wearing what looked like sunglasses in the photos, also wearing a sort of a cowboy style hat, and also an orange construction vest.
She says he was seen getting into the passenger side of a maroon-colored sedan, so they believe there may have been a getaway driver. Anyone with information should reach out to their local FBI office. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Voting underway now. Ratification for the new Directors Guild contract. Union members getting the ballots along with a memorandum of agreement. The president telling members a new deal includes lots of firsts, so vote for it. Protections regarding AI expanded paid post-production for directors, a ban on live ammo on sets. The tentative agreement was in place, so voting now needs to be done by the 23rd of June.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.